What's happening, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Reigniting Men's Lives. I am your host, Michael Hilton, and you're up in a sun visor again. I forgot my headphones. Anywho, so today it's going to be a quick one. I'm going to be offline for a few days. So the next one's not going to be, is it Friday today, Saturday, Sunday? I usually try and pump these out most days, 7 days a week. But I'm not going to share anything tomorrow, and I'm not going to share on Sunday. What day? Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Yeah. I may get one in Sunday evening, but tomorrow definitely not. And today we're heading off camping. That's why. Anyway, I'm going to keep going on about why. About not, it's because we're off camping. So we're going to go camping, me, my wife, my two boys. We was taking our little girl with us, but we've decided to leave her behind and get, my mum's going to sit her for us, which is very kind, just because of this heat, just because of this weather. It's a bit, very hot, very sticky, very humid to be in a tent for a little six-month-old baby at the moment. We just thought it'd be a lot easier. She was at home with a nice fan on her. Anyway, so we're off camping. Gonna go and have some quality time with the family and the kids. We're going to a thing called Raw Fest. Now, just so you're clear, me and my wife are not vegetarians or vegans. Some friends of ours are. Some of our close friends are, and we're just going along to the festival. I did say that I was going to take myself a chicken or a cow and slaughter it in the field, but I probably wouldn't best be pleased with that, and I probably wouldn't get to stay for the whole weekend. So I won't do that. I'll just adhere to a bit of veganism or vegetarian, and we're taking some food with us. Anyway, so today I want to talk to you a little bit more about the playful aspect and the serious aspect of life, right? So one of the things that I've found most beneficial for myself and my own personal growth with inside my relationships, with inside as being a man, as inside my training, inside of being a father, all this stuff has been through making things a bit more playful, right? I'm a very playful person. I take people's transformation very seriously. But by nature, I'm very playful, and I don't take my life way too serious because that's just not fun for me. Now, there are other guys out there that do this work that are very serious, right? Now, I'm very passionate about the problems men are facing in the world, and I can get very heated about that when I'm speaking about that. But, you know, on the whole, for myself, I make it playful, and I encourage other guys to make things playful. Like, personal development and transformational work doesn't have to be this heavy, serious thing, right? When you're working on yourself, there's elements of it that are. There's elements of it that, you know, I've coached guys and there's been some really in-depth, you know, very deep kind of work. And then there'll be stuff like, well, let's, how can we make this a little bit more playful? So, but the other day, my oldest boy, who's 4 years old, he's going through, I wouldn't say a challenging time. Well, He's going through a time where he's kind of learning a lot of stuff. And me and my wife we've never fathered and mothered a four and a half year old little boy before. So we're still figuring this shit out, right? This is the most important thing, is we're figuring this shit out. So people want to get involved and people want to tell you what to do, but when all said and done, is you do things, you know. When I'm sharing and I'm talking to fathers about being a father and things like that, I had a conversation the other night with a guy that said, like, you know, he sees his daughter once every 2 weeks. That doesn't feel good enough for him and he wants to spend more time for her. And I'm like, cool, right, okay. So what if you sent her a message each morning telling her how much you love her, how much you appreciate her, and how much you're looking forward to seeing her, regardless of the response you get? Now, I'm not going to tell him how to parent his kid. I'm not going to tell him that's wrong. You know, I'm not going to tell him that's right, but what I'm going to encourage him is to give him some tools to go out there and improve his relationship. And that's like same as me and my wife. We just, you know, we're going to a parenting workshop at a friend of ours putting on, not to tell us how to parent our kid, but to tell us a little bit more, some tools and things that we can use to make us better parents. So all of this stuff is about how you can utilize what we talk about. You know, some things that you can do. So the other day, my boy was, he kicked his brother down the stairs. He hit my wife. He was being very aggressive, very angry. He spat in my mum's face. Not spat, but blew a raspberry. So I come home and I thought, right, there needs to be some more daddy and... my God, it's raining.
It's not rained here for a long time, as you can probably hear that outside the car. So I thought to myself, it's time for a bit more Riley and daddy time. You know, just to have a conversation, get into a little bit about what's going on. And people say, oh, you know, he's 4.5 years old, he doesn't understand. Listen, his kids understand a lot of stuff. And I do apologise, I hope you can hear this, but we have got some really heavy rain coming down, really heavy. Like, most of the sky is blue, but there's a grey cloud. Do you remember I said to you before when I'm doing my talks on these things, I'm walking along doing the talks, and the wind picks up. Well, I've got a grey cloud just over the top of my car. So we went out for a walk and we sat down and I was speaking to him about his behaviour. And I said to him, look, you know, Riley, like, you know, I can understand things are confusing and you feel like you're in competition with your younger brother, but that isn't the case, right? And we were talking for a bit and I looked at him in the eyes. I said, this is the important part, son. I said, look at me. This is the important part. And I said to him, I said, I don't want to hear that you have hit mummy, that you've hit your mother, you've spat at your mother, you've done anything like that to your mother again. I looked him in the eyes and he was listening to me and I said, I was at your mum's hospital bed. I was side by side your mother at a hospital bed while she was in labour giving birth to you to bring you into this world, my boy. I said, and I tell you now, I see the pain that she went through carrying you, the uncomfortableness to bring you into this world. You don't disrespect your mother. You show your mum the most respect. And he was like, okay, daddy. And I said to him, do you know why I know that, Riley? Do you know why? And he said, why? I said, because I've not always treated my mum with the best respect. When I was drinking, taking drugs, I was a terrible son. And I've been a bad son, you know, to my mum. But I learned from my lessons, I learned from my mistakes, and I want to carry that on to you, my boy, you know. So I don't want to hear of you doing this to your mother, right? And he said, okay. So we're walking along and I'm holding his hand. And I said, next time you feel frustrated with your son, next time you feel frustrated with Aiden, your brother, when you get angry with your brother, I said, come and tell mummy and daddy that you're feeling angry. It's okay to feel angry, it's okay to feel what you're feeling. But because he's not learning, he's feeling all these new emotions, he's not learning how to process them, he's reacting through anger. And I don't see anything as anger as a problem and as aggression as a problem, because as men, it's something at some point we're going to need in our life, right? Now, it's very different for anger and aggression if you're just purposely going out there to hurt people. But if someone come towards me and my family to attack me and my family, I would use anger and aggression to stop that, okay? So, and I'm totally cool with that, because that is part of our makeup, right? That is part of our makeup. The women, if you look at it, and like, this is something that's naturally happens. Women nurture a lot more. If you just look at, like, the jobs women take, a lot of women are in, like, NHS, in the doctors, in helping people, because they are nurturers. The guys do go out there and hunt. The guys do go out there and solve problems. But the problem we have now is the guys have lost that connection with community. The guys have lost that connection with family, because they've gone way the other way, where they're just out there hunting, work, money, and they don't allow anything else in their life, right? If you go back to our tribal times, you know, guys would go out there and hunt, and they'd come back and they'd sit in their community around, play with their family, be with their family, and we've kind of lost that. So I was walking with my son, and I said, when you're feeling those feelings, come and speak to me and mummy, and it's okay, right? Maybe you need to let that off by having a little bit of a playful fight with daddy. Okay, maybe you need to allow that to pass by having a little playful fight with daddy. And it's okay. Anyway, so people say, well, he's only 4.5 years old. He doesn't really understand. The next day, he come up to me and my wife and he said, Mum, Dad, I'm feeling angry with Aiden and feeling I want to hit him. I was okay. That's okay. Let's, me and you go in there, Riley. Come on, let's just go and sit down and play and do something. That's okay, mate. You know, let's let off some of that aggression. So... You know, it's it's very easy to just think that, oh, you know, having a go or screaming and shouting. You know, there's an incident where my brother shouted at my son, really screamed and shouted at my son the other day for hitting his cousin. And I just said to my brother, I said, listen, that's not your job to do that. We don't scream and shout at our kids like that. So I'm not allowing I don't allow other people to do that. And I can promise you now that that won't happen again. And I said, I'm more than happy for you to have a stern word with him. I'm more than happy for you to have a conversation with him. But you do not scream and shout at the top of your voice at him like that. I said, because that, for me, is not acceptable. And that is not how we bring up our kids. So if we don't bring our kids up like that, we're certainly not going to let someone else do that, right? So he understood, he took it on board, and, you know, we moved forward with that, you know, and I just said to him, you know, I haven't got a problem with you being stern, but I'm screaming and shouting. But the whole thing here is about this journey and understanding, like, we're finding new ways. You know, we don't like smacking our kids, we don't smack our kids, you know, we don't want to scream and shout at our kids, and sometimes we all get a little bit caught up in the moment, and sometimes, you know, we all do. This isn't about being perfect, but this is kind of exploring new ways, getting creative, that may work. And I that conversation with my son, where I said to him, you do not spit at nanny, you do not spit at mummy, you do not punch mummy. I mean, if you're feeling angry and aggression, that's okay. Maybe go on the trampoline and let it out. Speak to daddy. We can have a little play fight. But you don't keep bullying your brother. You don't keep hitting your brother. And the next day, he took it out on board. And, you know, and I said to him, he said, I'm never going to hurt my brother again. And I said to him, that's great. I said, that's great. I don't personally, myself, expect him to never hurt his brother again, right? And I don't want him to think he's never going to hurt his brother again. Right, because this is about progress, not perfection, you know. Because it's very easy to me to say, okay, you're never going to hurt him again. And he hurts his brother, and I start screaming and shouting at him and having a go at him, saying, you said you was never going to do that again. You know, how many times in our lives do we say we're going to do something, we do it for a little while, and then slip back into it, and then start again and slip back into it, you know? So, yeah, that was an insight into something that happened, and I thought that'd be useful to share about parenting around parenting. Give it a try, guys. You know what I would say is try some stuff, try some new stuff, right? If it's the same thing's not working, shouting and hollering, if that's not working, maybe it's time to try something new. So guys, I'm gonna leave you with that, just to let you know that the man cave, there are a few spots left. If you're listening to this and it's something you're interested in leveling up, we're going to be crossing, going into a lot of this stuff in the man cave about relationships, inside your marriage, inside work, inside your business. We're going to be talking a lot about commitments. We're going to be talking a lot about, you know, being consistent in your lives. You know, one of the things that I was speaking to the other days was about consistency. You know, complacency kills everything, guys. So if you're interested in knowing a little bit more about the man cave, hit me up on Instagram. I'm mainly more on Instagram now than anything else. I like that platform. Hit me up on Facebook. I do stuff on my Facebook page and my Facebook profile. And I look forward to seeing you on the other side, guys. Any platform you're listening to this on, feel free to give me a review. I'd be most appreciative. Also, as well, if you'd like to share this with someone that would be beneficial to, that'd be great. And I look forward to seeing you on the other side. Have a fun, love, and extraordinary weekend ahead, guys. I'm unplugging for a few days, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care.